approval.
So moved.
Will you please stand for the flag salute, and Chief Cahill, will you please start up?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lisa, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langraff? Let the record reflect Commissioner Langraff is absent. Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Provisions of the Open Public Meetings Act have been met. Notice of this meeting, Resolution 2019-16, has been published in the Press of Atlantic City and sent to the Mainland Journal and the parent, and is given to those having requested and paying for the same, and posted on the bulletin board in the city in City Hall on January 11, 2019. Tonight we don't have any presentation. We do have a Boy Scout here. Am I correct? Two Boy Scouts that have to, they're going for, what badge is it? Citizenship and community badge. So they came tonight to see what goes on in the commission meeting, and then I'll chat with you guys afterwards, okay? So no presentations, but they're here, so I just wanted to acknowledge their presence. We don't have any department head reports. I think Chief Cahill will discuss when we get to the firehouse. Am I correct?
Whatever it is.
And as well as Ed, our engineer. Okay? We are not discussing capital this evening. So I will go through the items that we will vote on. This is our workshop to the people in the audience. And then after the workshop, we go into the meeting where we make official votes. Okay, so the following items are scheduled for action at 1/24/2019 regular portion of the meeting. We have minutes of November 8th, regular meeting, November 29th, regular, December 13th, regular, December 13th, executive, and December 27th, regular.
Excuse me, Mayor. November 29th, we may need to pull because Commissioner Langraff is not here and you were not at that meeting.
I thought I missed one.
Yeah, okay. So we'll pull that and we'll put it on February.
Gotcha. So we're going to pull that.
Pull it?
That's going to be pulled. Yes. Because Commissioner Langraff is not here.
So you can't move it.
That. Next, we will introduce ordinance 2019-003, and that is the bond ordinance providing for the improvements to the fire station number 2 by the City of Bedford, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, appropriating $3.5 million, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of 3333333 bonds or notes of the city to finance part of the cost thereof. Do we have any discussion on that, Commissioner Crevel? Do we want Chief Cahill to speak now in the workshop portion? No? Okay. I don't have any questions.
Do you want to say where that we are, what stage we're at in the bidding?
I think it'd be nice to have like a quick, that's the workshop, is a discussion.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a large.
it's a good size amount, but the money that's being bonded initially was 41,217 to 2017 was for repairs to Station 2. That was $1.5 million, which there were no repairs. The building was beyond repair. So the money that was put aside for that wasn't going to be enough to build a new station. So that's why they're reissuing this ordinance to reflect the appropriate amount of money that the structure is going to cost with some, I guess, say some wiggle room, right. Any changes or the like. The building is through the bid process. We've received, I believe, 11, is it 11?
Yeah.
Bids on the structure, and we're in the midst of reviewing the different bids and making sure this paperwork was appropriate, meeting the federal, state, and local guidelines. And we're going to pick a contractor and get the process started.
Ed, did you want to mention anything?
No, I think that the chief.
Chief, just for for the public's knowledge, and since we're recorded, and I do know a lot of people have been watching, do you want to just give us a real quick background of when that firehouse, it's Firehouse 2, which is the one in the Ventnor Heights, when it was built and how it was supposed to be a temporary?
Station 2 was built in 1972 to replace a building that the department had outgrown that used to be at the ball field over the foot of the water tower. The building was originally staffed with one person, and the engine of that era, which is probably 20% smaller than the engines are today, or the fire apparatuses today. The fire apparatus that are in there now, because the department has grown, the city has grown, and the risk has grown, really are beyond the size of the building we're in. The building has also seen better days. Today, for example, with the rains we had, water pours through the walls when it rains. And I mean, not drip drip, but the entire apparatus from the floor is soaked in wet. The windows leak air and whatever. And the building is, it was probably a 10 to 15 year building when it was built 50 years ago. And you can push on walls, and the rot is immediately evident because the whole wall is going to move. It needs to be taken down and replaced. It was getting close to the point where, as I discussed it with the commissioner when this first process of determining we needed a new building, it was getting to the point where the members of Local 38, the Firefighters Union, were about to start filing grievances about living conditions over there. And when you think about it, they do live there, 24 hours in that building, which the main living area where two members are, is about 250 square feet. The sink, that if you have a meal, one dish fills it. It's like a bar sink, 12 by 12. It's not a firehouse, it's a temporary structure that its time has come, and it needs to go. I spent 6 years there and ate every day, honestly. Anybody have any questions? Anybody wants to say? Give me a call, I'll take you over and show it to you.
Yeah. So this building is a building, we went through the design process, Chief and I, and it's designed in a way that is, I wouldn't call it it's a utilitarian building, but we'll be proud of it from an aesthetic standpoint as well. It's kind of modeled after the other design buildings in the city. And it's also meant to be a building that can service generations into the future.
Oh, and that is an 80 to 100 year building without major anything being done on it.
Significant to say that it's also not sticks and cut construction. It's going to be precast concrete panels that are going to be withstand the 500 year FEMA standard, which we're required to build to. So we've got a brisk fire department in terms of calls in that area, and we need that presence in the area. And we also are benefiting from the USDA funding that's going to help make this the financing. Benefiting from the bonding.
The building will be a much safer place where the firefighters assigned there, and God forbid it is the building of last resort if we needed to retreat to in a major storm. Because the fire department rode out the storm, Hurricane Sandy, in quarters working. There was 18 people in that building for the whole storm. And I was very hesitant to think that building would hold up if we had objects. We had plans to maneuver out of that building. But that building did stay dry. So it was the only time we were dry for the entire week.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item will have a public hearing and the adoption of Ordinance 2019-001. That's the ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic State, New Jersey, creating Section 90 of the Code of the City of Ventnor entitled Rehabilitation of Abandoned Properties. And we discussed this last time.
We discussed it. It's just another vehicle for the City of Ventnor to improve neighborhoods in conjunction with the ACIA.
Right. We're good?
Okay.
The next, we will have a public hearing and the adoption of Ordinance 2019-002, an ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending the Ventnor Northeast Redevelopment Plan. And that is the North Beach area, correct?
Yeah, that is the North Beach area this, if you recall, this is something, and Lance would be able to fill us in more detail, but this is something that has been going, that has been with the planning board. They reviewed it. Jim Rotella, our planner, came up with a plan. The board adopted a plan, and this is the final step, so to speak, in enacting that plan, which would amend the North Beach development.
We're finding that.
Yes, we're finding it. It has been amended in the past. This is just the latest version of amendments. So.
Okay.
Talk that one. Yeah. No. Okay. The next, we will have resolutions that we will vote on by consent. And the first one is 2019-046. That's authorizing an emergency repair on Oakland Avenue. How much is that, Ed?
Not to exceed $2,500.
Oh, I like that number. Thank you.
So do I.
Yes. The next is, or do you have anything for that, Tim?
No.
Good. Next, 2019-047, that's adopting a wellness policy in the city of Ventnor. Maria, this is?
This is recommended by our insurance.
Okay.
It's your typical wellness policy.
Well, we do that. I mean, Sarah does wellness.
Yeah.
She can save on top of that.
So this is one of the requirements.
Okay. We ever, yes, that was just formalizing what we've been doing. The next is resolution 2019-048, and that's designating the Atlantic County Improvement Authority as a rehabilitation entity authorized to act in conjunction with the City of Ventnor under the Abandoned Properties Rehabilitation Act. And that's what you already said.
Yeah, that's adopted in conjunction with Ordinance 1 that we just described. That resolution basically names the ACIA as the person that will come in once we do some initial things and basically do the work.
Okay. We're good with that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The next is resolution 2019-049, and that's amending resolution 041 of 2019, appointing the Ventnor City Municipal Alliance Committee members.
Is that because we added someone to write?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Smith?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes, he was excited to be a part of it. The next is, where am I? Okay, resolution 2019-50, amending resolution 016 of 2019, setting the 2019 City Commissioner meeting schedule. Is that because we added the 4th, February 14th
on the original? Is that the only add-on? 14th, and then I had a Tuesday, so I changed it to the 27th, which is going to be a Thursday.
Okay.
That's what's new.
In June. Yes. Okay. So there's just two changes,
yep,
from the original order.
Yep.
Okay. And then the commission's going to treat them in that way. Okay, the next one, I'm very excited about this one, 2019-051, and tonight we will not only appoint, but we will swear in our new certified financial officer, Albert Stanley. He's here tonight, so when we get to our meeting part, we will appoint you and swear you in. The next, 2019-052, authorizing the change order number 2 and final payment for 2013 and 2015 community development block grant drainage improvements of Newark and Winchester Avenues intersection, drainage improvements Wyoming and Winchester Avenues intersection, Winchester's Avenues intersection, Winchester Avenue drainage improvements from Washington Avenue to Lafayette Avenue. Wow. So does that mean that the residents there will be happy?
We're working on that. This is a project that I think is about 2 years in the making to be closed out. So it's work that has been completed. There's a bunch of items that were remaining. Roger McLaren is the one who has closed this out. We have awarded, commissioners have awarded the project, I think at our last commission meeting, for Winchester Avenue Drainage Improvement. That will be the one that makes
everybody happy. Gotcha. We like to make people happy.
This is also a decrease, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The
change of
chamber.
We like decrease.
That's good.
Yeah. The next is 2019-053, and that's authorizing closing out escrow account. Some people that.
That was a planning board?
It's been cleared and they're done, so this one was left and they're just getting the money back.
The next is 2019-054, identifying a pool of engineers the city could contract with on a needed basis for the City of Ventnor and Margate capital projects. Anything to discuss on that? Is this in conjunction with Margate? Am I right?
This is the second year.
Second year, six firms on here.
And I think Ed would tell you each firm probably has strengths in different areas.
That's correct. It's a very, very good cross-section of municipal engineering firms that allow us to go out for proposals, and they all are very solid municipal engineers. Some have strengths in certain areas than others, but as a cross-section, it's a very good thing.
Great.
And the bids seem to be coming back quickly, and that just seems to be a device to get things done.
Yes.
The next is resolution 2019-055, and that's amending resolution 387 of 2018, awarding Policy and Associates for Design and Construction Management Services for the accessible ramp installation in Ventnor Heights. What is that all about?
Commissioners awarded an engineering contract for replacement of gutter and accessible ramps in Ventnor Heights in anticipation of a gas company repaving the streets between Wellington and Burke, between Harvard and Dorset Avenue. Gas companies did all their service renewals in there, and by ordinance they're required to resurface the streets. There were several locations on those streets where the gutter has settled and water pools, and rather than have the gas company repaved to a settled gutter, commissioners awarded a contract to go out for engineering to replace the gutters that have settled, and at the same time to install accessible corner ramps. So it's the sidewalks that ramp down to the intersections. We awarded that contract. Palestina went out and did surveying, and they identified seven additional locations as kind of a good gesture brought back to my attention. I'm making the recommendation that we extend their contract to include this stuff.
Thanks. Okay. The next is 2019-056, awarding MASA consulting engineers for the Marshall and Oxford Avenue drainage project.
Yeah, I guess. This is a project that we've identified. There's been apparently a long-standing drainage problem at the intersection of Marshall and Oxford. It's in front of the Waterview apartment complex. This is the award of engineering to install additional pipe to redirect some of that drainage and hopefully reconstruct that intersection to get rid of the standing water and improve the drainage.
More happy people. Thank you, Ed.
We're trying.
Yeah, you can. The next is 2019-057. This is authorizing the payout of funds to Toro. I think it's Aberdeen. It's just whatever she had. What is
it?
Her sick time. That's it. Nothing.
Unused time.
Any unused time that she had earned. No big fine.
can I comment on that? And it has nothing to do with Toro, who I love, but you guys should give yourself a pat on the back based upon the ordinances that you introduced, which limits these types of payouts. So this is significantly less than some of the payouts we see have seen in the future. So when you sat up there and said this is laying the groundwork for the future financial success of the City of Ventnor, now it's starting to come home to roost. So good job.
The next is 2019-058, awarding Duran Engineering for the CAFRA permit modification of the Ventnor Fishing Pier.
Yeah, so briefly, this is an example of that poolage of engineers working. I actually handed it over to Ed to do the writing of the RFP, and So the design of the pier is done, and this is just to amend the CAFRA engineering or permit so that we can then put out the new pier bathrooms and snack bar out to bid to be built, knowing that that application is modified to allow it. And there's some minor changes in the size of the permit that existed to the one that we're proposing, but so I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it goes through as quickly as we can get to work on the other.
So if you come by someone.
Any
of that? That's
yeah.
So that application will be achieved for the capital project.
Right.
Thank you. Next is 2019-059, awarding Delblesio Associates for Design and Construction Services for the Kingsley Drive Sanitary Sewer Project. Ed, this is the big one that we...
This is a project that came up kind of last minute. We commissioners have awarded a contract to repave Kingsley Drive. After that, we awarded a contract for engineering to design for the paving and repaving of Kingsley Drive. It was after that we realized the sanitary sewer main on Kingsley Drive has some significant issues and we need to replace that. So we did a quick RFP, the Blasio Associates from the 2019 engineering pool with the low bidders to design the removal and replacement of the sanitary sewer.
Yeah, that was not a long-standing issue.
Correct.
That came up.
Very.
I remember. Thank you. Next is 2019-60, accepting the resignation of Josh Corona, and that is a public works employee that was out on leave.
Well, he pursued a different career.
Yes. Graduated from the academy, right? He works for the sheriff's department now.
But
it's a sheriff, right?
It is a sheriff, yes.
The next is 2019-061, authorizing the hiring of employees for the City of Benton. This is our two firemen, correct?
Yes.
And they will be coming on board when, Chief Daniel?
They're going to be sworn in on February 4th.
They were hired off the civil service list, as we've been hiring off the civil service list from the day we got in office.
Right.
Yes, but yes, they are, you go down the whole
process. They're in rank order from the state list after the interview process is followed through. They're good guys, and I think they'll do very well.
And they both grew up in Metro, didn't they?
They are both lifelong Metro residents.
And one is in EMT now, the other is already enrolled.
One is an EMT. We'll start an EMT in the details of EMT work in the city after he gets his orientation. The other's in school now, will graduate, and we're going to be sending him to the fire academy in Tandem. One starts on the 7th, and the next one will go at the next opening of the next class.
Great.
Excuse me, Mayor, Commissioner, before you move on from the consent agenda, I have two to add for your consideration. One is an amendment to public works employee Teamster contract, Local 929. This is setting some parameters. I think you have that in front of you in regard to their sick time and accountability for sick time, whereas they're required to bring in a sick note after being out for a number of days or a number of days in a row to find an immediate family member. And it sets forth requirements in regards to that.
And the union signed off on that?
The union signed off on it, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just, you need to consider it in the moment.
So that's resolution 2019-061 by consent, correct?
Yours is two.
Six, two.
Do I have two?
Yours is one is already.
6-2, correct. Mm-hmm. And then we have another
and
one.
Then I have one more for you that probably want to discuss. Is this on the discussion list? Lisa? Okay. So this would be a resolution of the city to waive fees for special events that are city sponsored events. Currently, as you know, we have fee for our events, application fees, and various types of fees for security, and fees depending on the size of the event. So you have a list in front of you of the recommendation of the fees that should be waived. And
but this is
what that fee would be if we did not waive it.
Right. This, when you say a city event, this is purely the city. This is not the city in conjunction with, say, the Vendor Business Association.
No.
This is us.
This is, no. Yeah. No, this is the list.
It's on, it, yeah.
No, but I know, but I wanted to know.
Okay. Yeah. I can elaborate a little bit. So
I got you. I
this,
see you here.
This is the, these are organizations that are closely tied to the city that need support with either funds like the Vendor Business Association or our fire department, like the Kenny Whalen Run and various barbecues for the school, lifeguard races, like the Beach Patrol, the Beautification Committee, which does Chef's Night Out and Garden Tour, which donates great heavily to the city in the form of trash cans and other pin banners, things of that sort. The Denver City Holiday Parade, so the holiday parade down Ventnor Avenue, and this year also something that was a trunk or a treat. So for Halloween, the farmers market as well, which is one of my personal favorites, so that I think brings just a sense of community to the city. So these are folks that we've worked with over the years, and in the case of the BDA, we also have an agreement with to help fund. So it makes good sense for quality of life in the city for us to make it easier for these organizations to take place. That being said, we have an ordinance in place where anybody that wants to have their fees waived, they have to come to this forum and ask for it personally. So this kind of memorializes a list of things that we are going to waive, and anything else has to be on.
My only concern, which isn't really a concern, but the paperwork will still be filed, so everything is in place. And I mean, the paperwork.
Special events committee does not change.
Exactly.
No.
So the coordination.
You have to fill out an application and go through the normal process.
Right.
It has to be vetted through police, fire,
public works,
when anything of that sort happens.
Still need to complete the insurance requirement.
Right. That's a real important piece. I mean, they still have their own insurance requirements that we do not pay for, that, you know, sort of code, to keep us all protected. These are all events that we're all very familiar with and have all probably attended.
And some of these actually get back to the city financially, like the farmers market. They take their surplus and turn it back over to the city. And Shelley in the Beautification Committee is buying trash cans for the city and is looking at beautifying Ski Beach this year. So
I'm fine with that. I was just wanted to clarify that. And as long as the paperwork and everything still gets vetted, because
We're not taking any shortcuts in that matter. This is just simply waiting for fees for basically most of these are all nonprofits.
Right.
And I believe they all are.
Okay.
I'm connected to the state. But connected to the
state.
Yes.
Someone
making
that mailbox
here. Yeah, I actually thought they were. That's fine. Okay. I'm good with that.
That's a good thing.
And next we will have approval of our bills and payroll.
63.
Is that right? That's 2019-063, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have approval of our bills and payroll. Discussion items. We will do them now, correct?
Yes.
We have first item is 112 South Swarthmore Avenue street opening hardship.
Thank you, Mayor. We received a letter from the owners of 112 South Swarthmore. That was the subject apparently of a subdivision in 2017. One lot divided into two. The owners of the newly created lot, which is Oceanfront, have received a building permit, are under group, and then made application for gas and found out that they needed sewer and water. But the street has a moratorium. Our recommendation is obviously, to permit it and that it would extraordinary restoration of the street. The way our ordinance reads,
right.
I believe they would appear for a subsequent meeting before commissioners. They have to send notice to their neighbors that hearing before the commissioners. But I think we do this first.
We do this?
To make sure we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be curb to curb and a number of yards. Is that the restorations to that street? Or is it just, it's not just a pass?
Certainly, it's a condition. That. It's a condition up to the commissioners.
Okay.
We would look to have one patch that encompasses all the openings, so there would be a gas, a water, and a sewer. So it would be one patch that encompasses all of them, and likely would be the curb to curb.
Right.
So can we don't we have that in the ordinance now? Is that something, Lance? I remember.
Yes.
Curb to curb.
Yes. So what is in the ordinance is
right.
The description of the entire process that we first have this discussion, that we notify the applicant so that they can send out a notice to the neighbors, provide a date of the next commission meeting, then they come and the residents, the neighbors that have any concerns have an opportunity to come here and be heard by the commission.
And then if not, then if we can do a resolution. So what I'll do is I can reach out to them. I'll put it on for the February 28th meeting. We'll have a public hearing, and then we'll have a resolution ready if you wish to pass that night, if you're fine.
Okay. You know what, Lisa, can I amend that a little bit?
Of course.
Unless Ed tells me there's a timing issue, I would prefer to have the hearing, have the vote of the commissioners, but at the hearing have Ed present any conditions that he thinks he wants to include in the resolution, and then have the resolution prepared for the next meeting.
Okay, sure.
Incorporating those conditions.
Is that, will Mr. Mark? Yeah, is the gentleman here who's requesting it?
Hi, if you want to come up and just state your name, Anthony Murata, 16 Southwest Avenue, Battery City. I'm the agent for the owners of the property in Florida in the wintertime. Together we've been working together with the administration. I appreciate that position on that. The resolution design, whether they put it up, he's on the roof, she rocks. I mean, he's going to be looking at getting into his property by May.
Right. So this won't delay him? In other words, once they vote, then he can proceed, still be proceeding at his own risk, but the chances of the commission somehow changing their minds 2 weeks later are slim enough.
I don't really see an issue on that. And my concern is going to be dealing with the local municipality here and the public works for the water and sewer is a relatively reasonable and respectful process. Dealing with such as gas is a challenge. Probably not getting to a particular point. So I'm just anticipating what's going to wind up happening at the end of it. And if we had a resolution, it would make it a much easier process with South Jersey Gas and waiting. But it's 2 weeks later, so it's really a concern for the administration. We'll work with it. It's been quite some time as we're trying to get through this. If it's really a concern for you, it's okay. If it's something that you're comfortable with, we would ask you to consider it. That's all.
All right, we can discuss that.
I'll work with the engineer and everybody for getting to our foot list and Lisa for doing what we have to get the list out. I believe we already have a list, if I'm not mistaken. I think I took care of that already.
Okay.
We're pretty ready to get that done. So, you guys give me some instructions for the next couple of days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, go with that? Yep. Okay. The next says waiver of fees. Is that to be handled that already?
Yeah.
That's done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for the discussion item. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Next is our public portion. So if anyone from the public would like to speak on any of the items that we've discussed so far, do I have a motion to open public portion?
Motion to open public portion.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak? You come up to the mic. It's on anything we've already discussed. Only what we discussed.
Do I need to ask for a waiver?
No.
Oh, you forgot.
You're good.
No, thank you.
We're going to vote on it next, but you're
okay,
good. You're right.
Anyone from the public can come up to the microphone, state your name and address, and you can speak on anything that we discussed thus far. No? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
Motion to close.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
So do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
Motion to close the workshop portion.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
I will now call to order the regular portion of the meeting, and we will go forward. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for November 8th, regular meeting, December 13th, regular meeting, December 13th, executive meeting, and December 27th, regular meeting.
Motion to approve minutes as described.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. I am going to jump out of order. I am going to ask for one of the consent items to be pulled out and vote on it now, because I'm going to swear out in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do I have a motion to approve Resolution 2019-051, appointing Albert Stanley as our Chief Financial Officer?
Motion to approve as described.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay. Al, I will come down there, and we will swear you in. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce the ordinance.
Do I have a second? I mean, I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kniebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is a public hearing on ordinance 2019-021, and that is the ordinance of the City of Ventnor creating, State of New Jersey creating section 90 of the code of the City of Ventnor entitled Rehabilitation of Abandoned Properties. Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone from the public like to speak on this topic? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
Motion to close.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the ordinance adoption 2019-... Where am I? Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm right. I thought I was repeating it. 2019-01, do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt the ordinance 2019-001.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kniebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have a public hearing on ordinance 2019-002, and that is the ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending the Ventnor Northeast Redevelopment Plan. Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing, as described.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on this ordinance? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
Motion to close.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the ordinance introduction of 2019-02. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-002.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kniebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to open to the public? And this is for the resolutions that we will be voting on by consent only. Do I have a resolution to open to the public?
Motion to open public comment.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone from the public like to speak on any of the resolutions that we will be voting on by consent? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public comment section?
Motion to close.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have resolutions to adopt by consent 2019-063, and we are going to admit 051 because we did that separately, and that's the appointment of our new CFO. Do I have a motion to adopt the resolutions by consent?
Motion to adopt resolution by consent as described.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kniebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have to approve our bills and payroll, and Lisa, will you give us those figures, please?
Sure. We have payroll from 12/30/2018 to 1/12/2019. In the amount of $512,079.96. And we have bills in the amount of $1,977,243.05.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll?
Motion to approve bills and payroll.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kniebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have announcement safety report. Is this a safety report?
Yep.
Commissioner Kniebel? Okay. So Commissioner Kniebel will give us a quick update on the safety report.
The safety committee met on Wednesday, January 16th. There were some changes to the 2019 safety incentive program discussed, in addition to complying with all the normal items documented, toolbox topics, site inspection, and job site observations with stated frequencies will allow an increase monetarily to $2,750 if complied. The ACMJIF annual safety breakfast is being held March 7th. Open to all departments, employees, and elected officials, in addition to regular members of the meeting of the safety committee. They did review two incidents, both work and comp related, that occurred in December. On a timely basis, the safety bulletin on snow removal emergencies was distributed, and the meeting's agenda monthly wellness newsletter was also included for distribution to the start of New Year's. And the Ventnor Associate in classes on blood-borne pathogens and hearing conservation training as required annually. Those wishing to attend the February 13th meeting, it will be held at 10 a.m. as opposed to the normal 9 a.m.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have any other comments or reports, Mr. Kriegel?
Okay.
We're good? Okay. All right. Now we will open it up to the public if they have any questions. Jane, if the boys want to ask, they can ask anything now, if they want to ask then, or do they want a private setting? They want private? They want private? Okay. All right. So if it, I'd like to open up to the public. Do I have a motion to open to the public for anything that the public would like to speak on?
Motion to open for public comment.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on anything? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
Motion to close.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we do have an executive session. Excuse me. Executive session tonight. So I guess Nanette would want to know. Jane, we have an executive session. Everyone leaves. But you can just wait out there. It shouldn't be too long, and then I can spend as much time with the boys. Okay? Commissioner Kriebel will read the statement.
The New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within the executive session. As an exception to certain provisions of said law, the Venter City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted, and when the public interest is no longer to be served by keeping such matters confidential. The matters to be discussed are land acquisition, purchase of property with municipal funds.
Right, potential purchase of property with municipal funds.
Okay.
Chief Cahill wants to...